This is KKRN, Bella Vista, in Round Mountain, at 88.5 on your FM dial. Stay tuned for Western Music Time with O.J. Sykes.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Only but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, unbuckle your spurs, and join me in a good cup of cowboy coffee and some of the best Western music ever recorded from the days of the Silver Screen Cowboys.
Oh, they cut down the old pine tree, and they haul it away to the mill, to make a coffin of pine for that sweetheart of mine, when they cut down the old pine tree. But she's not alone in her grave tonight, for it's there my heart will always be. Though we drifted apart, till they cut down my heart, when they cut down the old pine tree.
Stop a while and listen to my story. I've just come down from the hills. I went there to find my childhood sweetheart, mid the roses and the whippoorwills. I returned to look for the old pine tree that haunted my memory so. It was there she said she'd be waiting for me when we carved our hearts long ago. But the old pine tree was gone. Still my love for her lingers on.
Oh, they cut down the old pine tree, and they haul it away to the mill, to make a coffin of pine for that sweetheart of mine, when they cut down the old pine tree. But she's not alone in her grave tonight, for it's there my heart will always be. So we drifted apart till they cut down my heart, when they cut down the old pine tree.
They cut down the old pine tree by the Sons of the Pioneers, featuring the trio of Lloyd Perryman, who sang the solo, Ken Curtis, and Tommy Doss. The reason we opened with that particular song is that, first, it was composed by Billy Hill, and we'd like to salute Billy Hill on today's show. And second, because it was one of Billy Hill's earliest songs. It wasn't his most famous, by a long shot, although it was well known in the 1930s. In fact, there was a baseball announcer who played that song, or he played Gene Autry's version of it, actually, over the loudspeakers, every time they had a seventh inning stretch, when he was broadcasting the Washington Senators baseball games back in the 1930s and 40s. So everybody who went to those games knew that song well. But the next Billy Hill composition we'll play for you definitely was one of his best-known songs. It became one of Gene Autry's first big hit recordings in 1933, and Gene recorded it more than once. After he had such great success with it, he started referring to Billy Hill as the immortal Billy Hill. Here's that song.
I'm heading for the last roundup. Gonna saddle old Paint for the last time and ride. So long, old pal, it's time your tears were dry. I'm heading for the last roundup. Get along, little dogie, get along, get along, little dogie, get along. Get along, little dogie, get along, get along, get along, little dogie, get along. I'm heading for the last round of. The faraway ranch of the boss in the sky, where the strays are counted and branded, there go I. I'm heading for the last round of.
Get along, little dogie, get along, get along, get along, little dogie, get along. Get along, little dogie, get along, get along, get along, little dogie, get along.
I'm heading for the last round of. To the faraway ranch of the boss in the sky.
Boss in the sky.
Where the strays are counted and branded, there go I. I'm heading for the last round of.
Round
up. Get along, little dogie. Get along.
Gene Autry with the last roundup. Bing Crosby also had a tremendous hit with that song back in 1933. I played Gene's 1946 version because I like it better than his early recording, and I thought most of you might too. I haven't told the story behind the song in a while, so since we're saluting Billy Hill today, maybe this is a good time to tell it again. In the mid-1920s, when he was a young man, Billy traveled to Texas from his home in Boston, where he and his friend, Nat Vincent, another songwriter, were guests at a ranch. They wanted to learn about the West and about ranch life firsthand, and they were given this great opportunity. Well, one day in the spring, when the two friends were out on a roundup with the Wranglers, they were up on a little hill watching as the cowboys were rounding up some cattle below. One of the Wranglers rode up the hill to have a word with them, and they talked about the dangers of the rough terrain and so forth, and as he turned to go back down to join the other Wranglers with the herd, the boys told him to be careful. He replied, "I'm always careful, but you never can tell when it might be your last roundup." Well, just as he reached the herd, with Billy and Nat Vincent looking on, something spooked the cattle, and they stampeded, knocking the cowboy off his horse, and he was trampled to death. A few years later, in 1931, Billy remembered that tragic event, and he sat down and wrote the Western classic, The Last Roundup. Well, now here's a little-known tune he also composed, but Western singer Johnny Bond recorded it. And since it's on a more positive note, we thought this might be a good place to play it. The clouds will soon roll by.
Somewhere the sun is shining, so honey, don't you cry. We'll find a silver lining. The clouds will soon roll by. I hear a robin singing up in a treetop high. To you and me he's singing, the clouds will soon roll by. Each little tear and sorrow only brings you closer to me. Just wait until tomorrow, what a happy day that will be. Down Lover's Lane together, we'll wander, you and I. Goodbye to stormy weather, the clouds will soon roll by. Down Lover's Lane together, we'll wander, you and I. Goodbye to stormy weather, the clouds will soon roll by.
Johnny Bond and The Clouds Will Soon Roll By. Billy Hill also wrote some songs that today might be considered crossover songs, songs that were popular in more than one genre. Here's one of those, and the version we'll play is by Spade Cooley and his great Western Swing Band. It's The Old Spinning Wheel. His Western Swing version of The Old Spinning Wheel. In 1934, the Sons of the Pioneers were just getting started, and They relied heavily on traditional compositions and their own compositions. Well, actually, the fact that all of them, especially Bob Nolan and Tim Spencer, could write songs was one of the things that set them apart from other groups. But once in a while, they sang a song they particularly liked that was written by other composers. Billy Hill was one of those composers. In 1934, the Pioneers put Billy's Prairie Lullaby on one of their transcriptions.
Cares of the day have led my little sleepy head. The stars are in the sky. Time that your prayers were said, my little sleepy head, to a prayer. Sandman's here to guide you down the trail of dreams. Oh, tumble in bed, my tired little sleepy head, to a prairie sun goes down on the purple sage of the range where I was born. With the wind that sighs comes this lullaby. Through the years it lingers on. Cares of the day have fled my little sleepy head. The stars are in the sky. Time that your prayers were said, my little sleepy head, to a prairie lullaby. The Sandman's here to guide you down the trail of dreams. Oh, tumble in bed, my tired little sleepy head, to a prairie lullaby.
The Sons of the Pioneers with Billy Hill's Prairie Lullaby. And now, Jimmy Wakely sings, There's a Home in Wyoming.
There's a home in Wyoming, far across the great divide. Skies are lighter, hearts are brighter, and the door is open wide. There's a girl in Wyoming, neath the prairie stars that shine. Let me wander way out yonder to that old sweetheart of mine. Through the purple sage once more we'll ride, ride, ride. Down the sunset trail together, side by side. All alone in the gloaming, we will plan a nest for two. Just a home in old Wyoming, in the land where dreams come true. Thank you. bridge once more we'll ride, ride, ride. Down the sunset trail together, side by side. All alone in the gloaming, we will plan a nest for two. Just a home in old Wyoming, in the land where dreams come true.
Jimmy Wakely and There's a Home in Wyoming. Well, as you can see, Billy didn't just visit Texas, he traveled around the West, at least as much as he could. He was on a limited budget before he started writing hit songs. So you'll hear themes that mention different states like Wyoming and Colorado and different Western landscapes like the prairie and the Rockies. Here are the Ranch Boys with Billy Hill's Colorado Memories. And we'll follow that with the Sons of the Pioneers version of Rock Me to Sleep in My Rocky Mountain Home.
Colorado memories linger in my dreams. Sunset on the canyon, moonlight on the stream. Though the trails are covered, roundup days are gone. Colorado memories live on. The rumble of the stagecoach still echoes from each hill, bringing back the romance of Buffalo Bill. Colorado memories keep the fires bright that guide me to my old love tonight. Colorado memories linger in my dreams. Sunset on the canyon, moonlight on the stream. Though the trails are covered, roundup days are gone. Colorado memories live on. The rumble of the stagecoach still echoes from each hill, bringing back the romance of Buffalo Bill. Colorado memories keep the fires bright that guide me to my old love.
I hear a whisper over the hill. I can resist its charm, calling me back to someone who will. My Rocky Mountain home, while the mountain breezes croon a lullaby. When shadows creep round my Rocky Mountain home, on a bed of pine I'll close my weary eyes. Let me dream once again of the wildwood and the thrill of my first love of childhood. Rock me to sleep in my Rocky Mountain home, while the mountain breezes croon a lullaby. Thank you. Rocky Mountain home, while the mountain breezes croon a lullaby.
The Sons of the Pioneers, featuring another great songwriter, Bob Nolan, on Billy Hill's Rock Me to Sleep in My Rocky Mountain Home. Billy wrote several songs using a pseudonym, George Brown, and sometimes he collaborated with other songwriters. Here's a classic he wrote with Peter DeRose. Eddie Dean and the Frontiersmen sing Wagon Wheels. Eddie Dean with Hi Bussy and the Frontiersmen, and their recording of Wagon Wheels. I mentioned crossover songs a little while ago. There were a number of songs that Billy wrote that went outside the Western genre, and I remember meeting Billy Hill's daughter a number of years ago when Billy Hill was inducted into the Western Music Hall of Fame. And she wasn't really too familiar with his Western compositions because he had written a song called The Glory of Love, and that was bringing royalties to her right on up to that day. So she was real excited about The Glory of Love, which was recorded by so many artists, Peggy Lee, and I can't name all the artists, but a whole lot of artists recorded The Glory of Love in different decades. It became a rock and roll hit in the 1950s, after being played as a catchy romantic tune in the 30s and 40s. But that's the one she knew best. Well, there was another one I'm sure she was quite familiar with, because although Billy Hill wrote it with his friends Fred Fisher and Billy Raskin in 1937, it was recorded by several artists, including Elvis Presley, who had a smash hit with it, and it was called That's When Your Heartaches Begin. Well, Billy Hill wrote that too. Well, he wrote another song that a number of artists recorded in the 1950s, long after Billy had passed away. Rex Allen was one of those artists, and we thought you might enjoy Rex Allen's version of the Billy Hill composition In the Chapel in the Moonlight.
How I'd love to hear the organ in the chapel in the moonlight.
strolling down the aisle where roses entwine. How I'd love to hear you whisper in the chapel in the moonlight that the love light in your eyes forever will shine till the roses turn to ashes, till the organ turns to rust. If you never come, I'll still be there till the moonlight turns to dust. How I'd love to hear the choir in the chapel in the moonlight as they sing, "Oh, promise me forever be mine."
Rex Allen with In the Chapel in the Moonlight. And here's another song. This one's a country song Billy Hill composed that became a hit long after Billy died. Other folks recorded it, but I like Jimmy Dean's recording. It's my favorite. And it's titled, "Have You Ever Been Lonely? Have You Ever Been Blue?"
Have you ever loved someone just as I love you? Can't you see that I'm sorry for each mistake I made? Can't you see I've changed? Back in your heart, how can I go on living now that we're apart? If you knew what I've been through, then you'd know why. Have you ever been lonely? Have you ever been blue?
Have you ever been blue?
If you you ever been lonely? Have you ever been blue?
Have you ever been blue?
Jimmy Dean with Have You Ever Been Lonely? Another great Billy Hill composition. Well, one of Billy's most famous Western songs was Call of the Canyon. It was performed in films. Tommy Dorsey and Frank Sinatra and so many other artists recorded it. But many folks feel that Jimmy Wakeley's 1957 recording is probably the definitive version of Call of the Canyon.
Just a melancholy echo lingering when the day is through. It's the call of the canyon. Once again I'm dreaming of you. Every night I search the moonlight up and down the river shore. It's the call of the canyon. Maybe I will find you once more, standing there alone by the ashes of the fire we said would never die. Will I ever find an ember burning from the days gone by? Then I hear a lonely whisper as a little spark I see. It's the call of the canyon, bringing back your answer to me. As a little spark I see, it's the call of the canyon, bringing back your answer to me.
side we'll ride down the Oregon Trail. Down the Oregon Trail.
Andy Parker and the Plainsmen with another of Billy Hill's most famous compositions, The Oregon Trail. Tex Ritter actually recorded that one way back in 1935. Well, now here's another of Billy Hill's best-known works, Empty Saddles, sung for us by the Sons of the Pioneers in 1952.
Empty saddles in the old corral, where do you ride tonight? Are you rounding up the doggies, the strays of long ago? Are you on the trail of Buffalo? Empty saddles in the old corral, where do you ride tonight? Are there rustlers on the border or a band of Navajo? Are you heading for the Alamo? Empty guns covered with rust, where do you talk tonight? Saddles in the old corral, my tears would be dry tonight if you'll only say I'm lonely as you carry my old pal. Empty saddles in the old corral,
empty guns covered with rust, where do you talk tonight? Empty boots covered with dust, where do you walk tonight?
Empty saddles in the old corral, my tears would be dry tonight if you'll only say I'm lonely as you carry my old pal. Empty saddles in the old corral.
The Sons of the Pioneers from 1952. With their great version of Billy Hill's Empty Saddles. Now, Gene Autry sang the next Billy Hill song on his Melody Ranch radio show. It's not as well known as Empty Saddles or the Oregon Trail or some of the others we've played today, but we thought you might like it. His radio audience surely did, back in the 1940s, when he sang The West, A Nest, and You.
The West, a nest, and you, dear. Oh, what a dream would be. A cozy little cottage beside the western sea. And who knows, someday maybe our dreams will all come true. A cradle and a baby, the West, a nest, and you.
Autry with The West, A Nest, and You. A trio that Gene Autry hired to work with him in one of his movies in the 1930s, recorded an album of Billy Hill's compositions around 1940, near the time of Billy Hill's death, when he was only 41 years old. Our last song in this salute to Billy Hill will be a song from that album, but I wanted to mention that his daughter told me about going to visit him on what turned out to be his deathbed. Her parents were separated, but her mother thought she could at least take the little girl to see her father one last time. And even though she was very small at the time, she remembered that visit for the rest of her life. The Ranch Boys sing the closing song in our salute to Billy Hill. It's titled Lights Out.
Now that it's gone, this beautiful day, there's nothing to do but say, lights out, sweetheart. One more perfect day is through. Lights out.
The Ranch Boys Trio with Lights Out. And that wraps up our salute to the great composer, Billy Hill. We have a little bit of time left, and we have another couple of songs that Billy was associated with that you might enjoy. So we'll play those for you as we take us out of this hour. But first, let's hear from Buddy Morrow and his orchestra with the theme from Rawhide. Thank you.
again, rain. Grow the golden grain again, shower your blessings on me. Rain, make the rivers deep again, rain. Please don't let me weep again, shower your blessings on me. The cows in the meadow and the sheep in the corn, they know that something is wrong. Old Mother Earth can never give birth when you're away so long. Rain, make it green in Lover's Lane, rain. For my gal and me again, shower your blessings on me. The meadow and the sheep in the corn, they know that something is wrong. Old Mother Earth can never give birth when you're away so long. Rain, make it green in Lover's Lane, rain. For my gal and me again, shower your blessings on me.
Vaughn Monroe with another Hill and DeRose collaboration titled Rain. That's one we don't hear very often. But rain is a mighty important factor in our lives, whether we get too little of it or too much. And just before Rain, we heard Buddy Morrow and his orchestra with the theme from Rawhide. And that's the only song we played this hour that was not composed by the legendary Billy Hill.
Well, friends, that's about all the time we have for today. That old clock on the wall just won't keep still. I hope you've enjoyed our little visit. I sure have. And I hope you'll join us again next week for Western Music Time. In the meantime, this is O.J. Sykes saying thanks for listening, and I'll see you down the trail.
Here on the range I belong.